Hey guys, welcome back to We Watch the Movie. I'm Mike.
I'm Jay.
Another Patreon request review for you. We have a tier on Patreon called Immortality. It's yours. Take it! It's the Brad Pitt movie of the same... It's from Troy.
Troy loves it. I love Troy. Achilles? That's why no one will remember your name.
Let no man forget how menacing we are. We are lions!
Steven has requested John Dies at the End, directed by John Cascarelli, whose name I'm probably saying wrong, who directed the great Phantasm. Glory be to they who come to my supper.
What was the movie called?
This is John Dies at the End.
Thanks for fucking giving away the movie! It's kind of like in the same vein as like a Scott Pilgrim in a way. Not exactly like Scott Pilgrim, but kind of those weird, kooky ass movies, Zombieland, things like that. And to be honest with you, I thought it was pretty damn solid. I'd only seen it once a long time ago, but I liked it then and I liked it now. And I like you, Steven. Steven! Sounds like a fake
it's
name.
Just skin.
What are you running from, Steven? It's a good solid movie. The main plot revolves around this is actually what Supernatural should be.
I thought Supernatural.
Like this, yeah, was. This is exactly what Supernatural should be. It revolves around this this substance called soy sauce. It's not the kind that you put on your Chinese food, but that's
guaranteed
delicious.
To jack you up.
It's this liquid that if you fucking put it in your arm, it's not heroin. But I swear to God, it feels like I'm selling it. But if you put it in your arm and you get on it, you're able to see things that no one else can see. You can see parallel worlds, you can see ghosts, you can see demons and monsters and everything else. It really focuses around the one main guy in the movie. I can't remember his name.
Dave.
Dave is kind of like, I don't even care. I'm trying to chase after this girl named Amy who has one hand.
He's hard to impress, basically. But I don't, dude, it's weird. The movie does a bad job of explaining certain things. Like, when it starts out, it's like, are they like a little ghost hunting crew or whatever? Because this girl calls him, he's like, Dave, we gotta go do our thing. But I like how he had a code word. Instead of saying, hey, pick me up some beer later, he was like, oh, by the way, tonight's the night we kill the president.
Solving the following riddle will reveal the awful secret behind the universe, assuming you do not go utterly mad in the attempt. If you already happen to know the awful secret behind the universe, feel free to fast forward ahead.
Paul Giamatti's in it too.
He is, at the very beginning of the movie. But it's one of those movies that I just feel like, I like the camaraderie between the two, you know, John and Dave, and not to mention the fact that I got like a little bit of a Ghostbuster vibe between the two, because they both know that it's fucked up what they're seeing and what they're doing, but they just don't give a shit. They're like, we're used to this now. I mean, he's like, I've seen Def Leppard live. Like, I've seen weird things.
Dude, it's just a weird fucking batshit movie. Like, it goes from one genre to the next genre. I mean, at one point, literally, this girl who invites him over to the house, she bursts into a bunch of snakes and then becomes basically, it reminded me of the shit monster from Dogma and Kevin Smith. All the meat from their freezer turns out this monster, and he's like, go get me this dude who's basically...
Macaroni. The dude from Pet Sematary 2. And I know he's been in other stuff, and I like that guy, but the guy from Pet Sematary 2 that eats the mashed potatoes.
Clancy Brown's his name. Yeah, this monster turns into this giant fucking meat monster. It's like, bring me Malcony. And then they call this dude who's basically Steve Martin in Leap of Faith, mixed with Dr. Loomis from the Rob Zombie version. He's like this suave Tony Robbins badass. And he picks up the phone and he says some shit to it and the monster explodes. Then they go to the party and they get the soy sauce and it puts them in these other dimensions and crazy shit happens. And it basically, dude, it just has no point. Like, crazy shit just happens. And it never, ever, ever jumps on and takes you into predictable town. But at the same time, there's not really a story to grasp onto there either.
I just feel like you get lost in Fuckville forever.
Yeah.
And you know what? That's okay. That's our life.
So that's
our life for sure. Like, I don't even know what's happening now.
That's a drug.
Just tell me what this stuff is, John.
Effects don't last that long?
Side effects don't last that long. The effects will last the rest of my life, I think.
Why don't you tell me about your friend, John?
I mean, that stuff, Dave. I'm remembering things that haven't happened yet.
But obviously, John is the dumb jock guy. And I like the shit out of him, dude, because he just doesn't care about what's going on. Like, he knows the fate of the world is depending on them. And he was like, I left my socks in my drawer. It was fun. I mean, it did have a supernatural vibe. Like, the Supernatural TV show, which I'm going to be honest with you, I've never seen it. I've never even watched one episode of Supernatural. Maybe I need to get on that, Jim, or I won't. But it does remind me of something like that, like what I would think it should be, like if it was an HBO kind of thing.
It'd be better if John was in the movie more, though, because he speaks to his brain, or he comes in the version of a dog.
John looks like Liam Hemsworth played Tummy Sticks with Edema's lead singer, and they had a baby. they look like the same guy. But anyway, I do like that guy. And as the movie goes on, and you discover more and more about what this black substance soy sauce is, which they really don't explain what it is.
It looks like venom sauce.
John and Dave just kind of get selected to save the universe or save the world. And, you know, I'm on board. I don't give a fuck. Like, I'm having a good time watching it. Do I care all of a sudden, like, Amy's his girlfriend now? Because at the very beginning of the movie, I thought he was just trying to talk to her. And now they're, like, girlfriend, boyfriend. And he's like, I'll take care of you. And I was like, what? When did this happen? Was there 30 minutes left out? I don't know.
It's Charm is its flaw because, like, if it ever just took one of these avenues, like, if it went buddy film, like, buddy ghost film or whatever, that would have been one avenue it could have gone down. If it went with this crazy, like, conspiracy theory type story, like, it hinted at a few times with these deep Matrix-like thoughts, that would have been a cool road to go down. At the same time, it never becomes, like, predictable. Like, it never becomes, like, oh, I know what's coming next.
What's going on.
It's always surprising you, but at the same time, there's never really anything to grasp onto, so you can't really love it. It's just one of those movies. It's as high as you can get sober watching a movie on your couch.
Yeah, well,
basically.
That's really bad.
But it's pretty funny.
That's almost critical level. But yeah, and then there's even a scene, like even there's cheesy scenes. Like, when they go to the other world, like, they go to an alternate dimension, and it's like a bunch of, like, pig fuckers have figured out a way to make animals and to come to life, and they're like supercomputers. I don't even fucking know what the hell Pink Floyd is doing in this movie, but it's weird shit. And when they walk in to see this big giant creature, this tentacled monster at the very end, and it's like, you have small wieners.
You got to be really brave to ask yourself the scary questions.
Your friend is the only known survivor. The rest are dead. But he's not looking too healthy right about now.
It'd be opening doors to other worlds, man.
It's just so weird and kooky. And for that, it's fun. Like, I had a great time watching it.
If you guys ever saw underrated, I guess a little bit underrated movie called Odd Thomas.
It
was like a Deadpool Odd Thomas.
Or Burying the X, which is Anton Yelchin.
Yeah, both Anton Yelchin.
It's exactly like that. It's exactly like those kind of quirky-ass movies.
Don't think Don Cascarelli's horror really came through. It was too jokey for ever to, like, it worked in Phantasm, because Phantasm was weird, but the jokes were kind of underlying.
Tall man.
Yeah. There was even a section where it looks like the ball shows up, but it's just another dimension.
A ball?
A ball.
Just one. Get that checked out.
It never brought that, like, to it. Like, he never reached that level on any point when it came to the horror stuff, but the comedy and stuff was there.
Yeah.
And I do want to mention real quick, John had a band, and they sang that,
I put some cotton in my butt, and he would say something weird. Like, it was like,
and they'd be like, hair,
you put some laundry in the fucking sock, hair. I was like, that band would make it.
It reminded me of Matt Damon's band in Eurotrip with the Sky Doesn't Know.
But this one literally, because they were getting all these, like, goats in the fucking whore. hair.
But I want to hang out with John a lot.
I do. John is cool. And I'm glad that John doesn't die in the end, because that was not a spoiler. They fucking fooled us both.
I watched the whole credits.
It's the weirdest thing you've ever seen, Arnie.
Leave the police station right now during all the commotion.
There's another guy in here with me. It's another cop.
No, there's not. Check the mirror.
How does somebody get into this?
There's dead guys and drugs. It's kind of a long story, but now we can see things.
Like, these two are lackeys, but they have gifts and they have supernatural abilities now, and they're just dumb enough to survive. But dude, it was fun time, man. It was a cool little flick.
It was irreverent as fuck, and one of the only things I can really take from it is that, like, Don Cascarelli does a really great job of showing, like, these weird friendships, and I thought that came through in this, like we were talking about with the buddy cop stuff between those two. You remember in Phantasm where he's just sitting on the porch, it was such a weird little scene, man. He's just sitting on the porch playing guitar. He's like, I've been sitting here since midnight.
And I've been sitting here till noon.
They stop playing, he's like, it's just hot as love, you know? Like, shit, that makes no sense, but it fucking works. And he does that in this
movie.
That's
the main thing you gotta have in these kind of movies, to have, like, a really cool interpersonal relationship and good character development.
I'm bad. We're hot as love, you know?
And able to anchor everybody else in. Because that's what you'd watch the movie for anyway, is just that those kind of interactions between the friends. And because everything else is crazy and weird, and things are happening, and it's not being told exactly the way that, you know, smooth as fuck, but those two friends and the way that they're taking you through this journey is fun.
Yeah.
And I also will say that at the end, it's the, when you mentioned the horror that's not really coming through, there's not much horror to it. I mean, it will list it on IMDb as science fiction horror kind of thing, but I think there's another one that says it right. It's science fiction fantasy comedy with just a dash of horror in it, like just the tiniest bit. It felt like Men in Black or something.
You're having like a bad trip or whatever they call it.
But there is no magic.
And by the way, Paul Giamatti's in this for a few minutes. And when he sees the thing and freaks out, he's like, what the fuck? Like, I was just sitting back in awe. Like, Paul Giamatti's underrated as fuck. And this was one of those cool little roles, perfect for someone like Paul Giamatti, that would only be in a movie like this. And I really enjoyed
it. It gave it some kind of thunder.
Yeah.
A little, like, authenticity.
It did. And he acted the shit out of it. But no, dude, I'll give this movie a straight 7. Like, I think it's enjoyable. I don't love it because I want something to hang on to. And it's just kind of like, it's just all over the place. And while I enjoy that about the movie, I wish that it had just a little bit of the balls to actually sync it together and have it not say something, but at least have some direction. Like, be unpredictable, but have some point, like some goal, something you're trying to do. I know they try to do that, but it was just too all over the place for me to really get into anything. But I still love the movie because it's irreverent as fuck, and it's a good time in the panel region at night.
I'm going to give this movie an 87.
Whoa.
I feel good about that. I feel like that's a good
golf score.
Out of 100, mm-hmm. Yes. That's a bowling score.
You'll never golf that. You will bowl that. That sounds like a
bowling score. Definitely right. Definitely like, I get turkey once. No, I'm going to give the movie an 8.0. I actually liked it a lot more than you. I feel like the main thing I liked about it, though, was the friendship that they had throughout the movie, and the fact that they're dealing. I like those kind of movies. I mean, I like RIPD. Like, you know, people bitch on that and hate on that all they want, but I thought that was a cool movie just because.
Fucking turkey, turkey!
The season is the solstice. The dish is chicken tikka masala.
Yes.
No.
Yes, it is. Yes, it's chicken tikka. Yes, it's chicken tikka.
I love those kind of stories that there is extraterrestrial or extra fucking ordinary things going on, and in the center of it, you just have two friends trying to deal with what's going on and figuring it out as they go, and you're like with them as the audience. You're like, I don't know what the shit's happening, but we're gonna have a good time fucking figuring it out. So I like the shit out of that. But also at the same time, like, look, I gotta get back later on because I left some Pop-Tarts in my toaster oven, and I get to eat those. Those are the best stories to tell, man, because it's relatable. It's the most relatable stories to tell in a movie that's grandeur. Like, crazy shit.
Yeah.
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 So, thank you, Steven, man, for picking this movie for us to review. We love doing this Patreon shit. If you guys want us to review a movie for us, check out our Patreon in the link below, and we'll do that for you. So, Steven, it's just skin, Steven. I made you scramble eggs, Steven. What's the porno password, Steven? Thank you for choosing John Dies at the end.
It's called Taint.
He doesn't.
It's Taint. That's the password.
Taint faces. If you're new to the channel, click that subscribe button. It gets to my sick goddamn wham opinion. I'm reaping what I sow.
I'm getting what I deserve. I'm reaping what I sow. I'm.
That's what the sound you make when you're in prison. When you drop the soap. Steven, what did you do?
We watched a movie. Yeah. We watched a movie. We watched it. We watched a movie.